Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We kick off hour number two, the Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
Once again, the number is 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Still on the way here.
Board up.
We got some audio there in the background. Sounds like a sporting game. Anyway, still on the way here tonight. Looks like Mark, you've got something about Bin Laden claiming responsibility for 9/11. Also coming up here, a police officer molests a 14-year-old boy. Plus, why are we libertarians? But first, we go to Jason with a story about, I think, the Supreme Court making a decision.
It was the Supreme Court.
What's going on?
Well, they scaled back protections for government workers who blow the whistle on official misconduct on Tuesday. It was a 5-4 decision in which new Justice Sammy Alito cast the deciding vote.
We're talking about whistleblowers, is that right?
Pardon?
Whistleblowers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, whistleblowers, the folks, those rabble-rousers, making trouble all over the place for the administration. It was a victory for the Bush administration. Justices said the 20 million-plus public employees...
It's not just a victory for the Bush administration. It's a victory for any tyrannical administration that may come afterwards.
Yes.
You know, if the Democrats get in charge the next time, and God knows they have Joseph Stalin as their candidate...
Right.
Well, now... It's that much harder to blow the whistle on him.
It's also a victory for any administrators as well. Anybody that might be involved in some hanky-panky, some sort of something behind the scenes that's
shady dealing.
Right.
I mean, if you're an underling to one of these crooks, then you can't blow the whistle.
Right. Those are the losers. The underlings are the losers. The ones that might stumble across some revealing information about one of their bosses, something that they want to, that they feel like it's an obligation of theirs to get out into the public. Now, essentially, the Supreme Court has, shafted them.
Yes. Yes, they have. Well, Mr. Justice Anthony M. Kennedy, he was in the majority. He wrote for the majority. He said that, you know, many powerful rules still provide checks on supervisors. We reject, however, the notion that the First Amendment shields from discipline the expressions employees make pursuant to their professional duties.
Can you read that one more time? The First Amendment shields what now?
We reject the notion that the First Amendment shields from discipline the expressions employees make pursuant to their professional duties.
I wonder what kind of discipline he's talking about there. I mean... Is the discipline that a whistleblower might receive, what's the worst discipline they might get? Is it being fired? I mean, in which case, fine. You don't have they don't have a right to have the job. But if he says discipline and he means jail time, then that's a little bit more excessive, in which case, absolutely, the First Amendment should protect those individuals.
Well, it would seem to me that because you work for the government doesn't mean you give up your citizenship or your rights as an individual. And as an individual, you have the right to speak about certain things.
Right.
And I feel like, as an American citizen working for the government, if I see something wrong that my bosses are doing, it has nothing to do with how I'm performing my job or anything like that. I should be able to blow the whistle on them, and I shouldn't face any repercussions, including not being fired.
But you blowing the whistle, Mark, that makes problems for the supervisors, problems for the organization.
Now, wait a minute. To be fair, I mean, if this was a non-governmental situation, you were working for GM, for instance, and you blew the whistle on one of the bosses and one of the other guys didn't like having you around, he could fire you, and you wouldn't actually come to that person's defense and say you shouldn't be fired, right?
I would not come to the defense of somebody in a private situation like that.
But you believe government bureaucrats deserve their jobs?
Because it's the government, and they work for the government, and they're individuals with rights.
Yes,
they should be able to snitch on the government, and the government shouldn't be able to do anything about it.
There was also this quote by Justice Kennedy. Official communications have official consequences, creating a need for substantive consistency and clarity. Supervisors must ensure that their employees' official communications are accurate, demonstrate sound judgment, and promote the employer's mission.
Ooh. Wow.
But now, that makes sense. It makes sense enough sense to me for private employers.
It makes perfect sense in the private sector.
It does not make sense to me because the government is not private sector. It's not.
Right. So you actually are defending bureaucrats being able to just keep their jobs for whatever reason. What if they're lying? What if they come out with a whistleblow that's not really so true? Should they be again withheld on the staff even if they're just talking trash? What about in that case? Well, does it have to do with whether or not it's true?
That's what the proponents for this have argued, that, oh, we need to crack down on all these phony whistleblowers.
I'm not saying I support harming these individuals. I'm just saying that, you know, when it comes to firing people, I think that we should be allowing bureaucrats to get fired.
Well, I don't think they should. You know what? What if you just suspect something and you're wrong? I don't think that you should be able to be punished for that either. So,
if that's
the answer. If you blow the whistle on the government and you work for the government, no, you shouldn't be able to be fired.
Whether or not it's true.
You don't think you should be able
to be fired. Wow. 800-259-9231. I got to disagree with you on that one.
Well, I can't. The thing is you can't come up with some system of punishing these people, but I'm sorry that you can't stop people from blowing the whistle, and you can't put hindrances in their path, because we need to know, as American citizens, that's our single best source of information.
People
as far
on the inside.
As, yeah.
I see where you're coming from, absolutely, and I want these people to blow the whistle. I want to know what's going on.
If you know what, here's what can happen. The government can prove damages in a case in a court of law. They can bring a charge against these people for defamation of character.
If they were lying, for instance.
For slander, lying, or whatever, and then they can sue the pants off of them, but they can't fire them. There you go.
Okay, that's an interesting point. Okay, I agree with that. So,
courts are there to solve disputes. That's what they're there for.
So essentially, Jason, I mean, the decision today, or whenever this came down,
yesterday,
the decision was, as I understand it, that these whistleblowers can still blow the whistle. It's just that, according to the Supreme Court, they won't have their jobs protected.
Right. Their free speech is not protected any longer. Well, not in whole, anyways.
Well, they can still speak. They're just going to be subject to discipline, whatever that means. And they don't actually explain what that discipline could mean. I mean,
nope.
Could it be worse than firing? I mean, firing, no big deal. You go get another job somewhere else. Getting fired hasn't prevented you from talking out in this case. You could go and get a job elsewhere. So I don't think, though, if I come across some information as a government bureaucrat that's so damning that I feel like I need to get it out there, I would have already have felt as though my job would have been in jeopardy, so I don't really see
why. What if
why
you don't feel that way, though? What if you find something that doesn't necessarily so damning, but you just want to blow the whistle on something small? Hey, look, they're spending way too much on hammers here.
I see.
That guy stole a stapler. I saw it.
Whatever. I want to encourage snitching amongst government employees.
Good point. Good point. All right, I think I'm moving in your direction at this point. So
I'm a super genius, my friend.
So basically, now
mortgage super genius.
The government employees are going to have less incentive to come out and speak out about the things that they see. They're going to be more likely to keep quiet.
Sure,
because they want to keep those government paychecks coming.
Sure,
which is really sad.
Well,
I mean, it's sad that they don't have the integrity to put their jobs on the line. And do the right thing
and speak out against wrongdoings.
Yeah,
I mean, it's also a little shiesty. Just all of a sudden, all these folks, 20 million plus people, and this affects everybody from school teachers to post office employees to those working in D.C. This affects absolutely everybody who receives tax dollar as a paycheck.
Correct.
I forgot where I was going with that. Actually,
well, it affects everybody, and so therefore they're all going to they're going to be less likely to come out, and that's unfortunate.
It is.
And that's really sad. Your thoughts on that? 800-259-9231. Have you ever been in a bureaucracy? Have you ever worked as a bureaucrat? What have the pressures been like behind the scenes to, you know, not come out about these sorts of things in the past? I mean, let alone today with this new Supreme Court decision. Have you ever experienced this? 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Still to come here, we get everything from Bin Laden to a former police officer molesting a young boy. Your emails as well. Your calls, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You call in, bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. Over 650 unique pages created by you, the listeners. All of the content on the wiki has been created by the listeners. In fact, if you want to go and add to it or edit it, you can do that because it's up for grabs. I mean, you can go and change virtually anything on there. wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I. freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project First 1000. Are you going to just talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
That's right. Jason, one of the newest signers of the first 1,000 pledge.
Awesome.
Well, I don't know about newest. It was a couple weeks ago. Probably about a month ago at this point.
You're certainly up there in the top 300, the first 300 signers, which is excellent. So, get more details, freestateproject.org. This actually just came in from homelandstupidity.us, the Washington Post reporting. Talk about constructive criticism. Advocates of tougher border security have sent thousands of bricks to Senate and House offices in recent weeks to make a none too subtle point with lawmakers about where many of their constituents come down on emerging immigration bills. Leaders of the campaign, which has delivered an estimated 10,000 bricks since it began in April, said they'd hit on the idea as a way to emphasize the benefits of a fence along the border.
I was going to say, I wondered whether the bill was, whether they were saying the bill was a brick, or whether they wanted a wall built.
They want a wall built.
Yes.
In an age where professionally planned lobbying campaigns have long since overwhelmed spontaneous grassroots pressure, organizers of the Brick Brigade said they also saw an opportunity to deliver a missive not easily discarded. Now, I'll give these guys credit. This is a neat idea for outreach to political people.
I wonder how many bricks have actually arrived or whether this is just a press release.
They say they estimate 10,000 bricks. Kirsten Heffron, a Virginian who's helping coordinate the effort, says, emails are so common now, it's really easy for the office to say, duly noted, hit delete, and never think about it again. If the impact was noticeable, so were the logistical difficulties, particularly given the mail screening and other protective measures put into effect at the Capitol after the anthrax attacks of 2001. Initially, the organizers of the Send a Brick Project encouraged people to send bricks on their own, and things had gone relatively smoothly, but many people apparently preferred that the organization itself send the bricks and an accompanying letter to selected lawmakers. Apparently, they'll do it for an $11.95 fee. So all this money, these people that are sending these bricks are spending an awful lot of money to do it. So when 2,000 individually boxed bricks showed up at once, Senate officials balked, threatening to force the group to pay postage to have each of them delivered to its intended recipient. Isn't that interesting? The dispute left the bricks stacked up until an agreement to distribute them was worked out. According to the spokesperson for the Office of the Senate Sergeant at Arms, we received them and then we delivered them to all of the addresses. The bricks landed in congressional mailrooms and cramped offices, and the effort was applauded in some offices, but drew a bemused response elsewhere. Their website, by the way, is sendabrick.com with dashes in there. Stop the invasion! Build a wall, said another brick. So apparently some people were actually writing their personal messages on the bricks. No amnesty, said a typical one. Besides the border fence, the group supports technology improvements for border security, added money and personnel for the Border Patrol, and an enhanced security presence in general.
Well, if they're going to send bricks, why don't they send money for this wall? Because I don't want it. And I don't want to have to pay for it. And what they want, in fact, is for Congress to pass a law to steal the money from me to get it.
But now, they're small government people otherwise.
I don't really care. I don't want this wall. I don't want it. I think that these people want to come across to work. I want to be able to employ them. I think that free individuals should be able to cross borders freely.
Not only do they want a wall, but some of them want, as we've talked to on the air here before, some of them would like to see a minefield.
Yes. There was that crazy Marine.
There was a couple of them that called in about that. And not only do they want to build a wall, they want to mine the, another 100 yards after the wall, and they want roving bands of ninjas in the backs of trucks to put a stop to this.
Jedi.
And ninjas don't need to go in the backs of trucks.
They just
stealthily pop from one cactus to the next.
Smoke bomb here and there.
Well, apparently the campaign had grown out of frustration expressed in an online forum on immigration issues over resistance by some lawmakers to erecting a wall. Another impetus was a desire for a counterpoint to large rallies by advocates of immigrants' rights. So apparently the anti-immigration people can't quite get it together to have their own big rally because apparently they can't. We've seen the counter rallies, and remember the immigrants were having those rallies about a month ago? There was the counter protest that drew 5 to 10 people maximum. I mean,
well, the one here in town didn't draw that many, I don't think.
Really?
Five, maybe. Maybe five.
You know, a couple good old boys in the back of a truck with some signs. That's essentially all it is. So they're attempting to show that they're really out there. We're really out there, and we really care about this immigration problem, so we're going to send you a brick. That's the plan here.
Well, they certainly can't get mobilized like the Mexicans who want to work here and want to support their families.
Yeah, I wonder why not. Why can't you get out there and draw 500,000 people into Arkansas or something like that and have yourself a little protest?
Well, why can't they do it in the major metropolitan areas? That's what the immigrants are doing. I mean,
right.
They're drawing people from in places that there are people.
They're not the majority in Los Angeles, are they?
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either. 802. I would assume there's at least a couple million white folk there, right? Angry white folk.
They're probably an important demographic in that area.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. So whether you want to talk about immigration or the violent Christian video game that we explored last hour, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. So the question has been asked in the Liberator Online, the Advocates for Self-Government. It's one of our favorite libertarian groups. They send out an excellent publication once every 2 weeks with everything from kind of the latest news on libertarian stuff and some question and answers by Dr. Mary Ruart, and also the occasional article by a guy named Michael Cloud. Now, Michael Cloud is one of the, I guess, premier libertarian communicators out there. He palled around with Harry Brown. He was his MC throughout his 2000 campaign. So amongst libertarian circles, people know who Michael Cloud is. And he writes this persuasion PowerPoint. Why are we libertarians? You ever ask yourself that? Why are you a libertarian?
It seems like the only compassionate way to be.
Well, a newspaper reporter asked me, according to Michael Cloud, at a state Libertarian Party convention, why are you libertarians? Michael said, I'm not sure I can answer your question the way it's phrased. Are you asking, what's the reason that we're libertarians? Yes, that's exactly what I'm asking, he said. Well, let me respond to your question by analogy, I said. Then I'll come back to your exact question. Suppose you went to a vegetarian restaurant, and suppose you asked, what's the reason that these people are vegetarians? As a diligent reporter, you asked several diners, why are you a vegetarian? But their answers surprised you. You didn't get only one answer or only one reason. Some were vegetarian for ethical reasons. They didn't want to cause animal suffering. Some were there because they liked the taste of vegetarian dishes. Others were eating vegetarian to lose weight, fewer calories and less fat. Others to reduce their risks of heart attack and other diseases. A few of them came because their friends did. But there were many reasons for being vegetarian or dining vegetarian. Does that make sense? I asked the reporter. Okay, I get it, the reporter responded. Different people have different reasons for being vegetarian. Same thing with libertarians, right? Yes, I said. Would you like to hear some of the many reasons that individuals here are libertarians? Sure. So what are the reasons we're libertarians? Well, we're going to explore a few of some of the reasons why people find the way to liberty. Coming up, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Updates are there. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. For instance, last night I sent out an update announcing that we got the Loretta Knoll clip up on our website. So if you want to hear us specifically, the three appearances that Loretta Knoll has appeared on the show, we've got them all archived now on our guest page at freetalklive.com. But if you get signed up for the updates, you'll know first. Updates.freetalklive.com. So we're going to back to the article from the Advocates for Self-Government, Michael Cloud, asking, why are we libertarians? Apparently he was being interviewed by a reporter at one libertarian state party convention, and bored off, we get some hiss in the background there. Anyway, the reporter asked, well, why is it that you're libertarians? And Michael clarified, saying, well, don't you mean what's the reason that we're libertarians? The reporter said, yes. So he goes through just a few of the different reasons why people find liberty. Number one, moral, because we believe that no person or group has the right to initiate force against another, that it's immoral to use force on somebody to get your way. No, it may be that your way is the right way, but you can't point weapons and threaten others in order to get them to do what you want, because that's wrong. Number two, pragmatic. Freedom actually works. And we'd like to prove to the rest of the world that freedom does actually work, which is one of the reasons why we're all members of the Free State Project. Because we believe that when we get to New Hampshire and we can actually set it more free than the rest of the states, we'll easily be able to point to all of the successes that liberty allows us to have in the state. And that way we can really say, hey, look, everybody, this is working. Freedom works.
I believe that.
Number three, utilitarian. Freedom produces the greatest good for the greatest number. Now, we've talked about the benefits of the free market here on the show before, and not once have we ever claimed that it's perfect. Of course not. People are still going to get, as we talked about earlier in the show, there's still going to be snake oil salesmen.
Mm-hmm.
There's still going to be scam artists. You know, all of that stuff goes on today. It's still going to go on in the free market, of course, but nonetheless, the marketplace is the most humane system for man interacting, for men to interact with one another underneath. Number four, self-interest. Freedom benefits you. It's in your self-interest. I like how Harry Brown used to ask when he was on his campaign, he would ask, well, if you could get $10,000, if you got to keep all of the money that you normally paid in taxes every year, and I think for the average family of four, it's something like $10,000 at least, if you got to keep all that money, what would you do with it? You know, he would ask people that when he was out on his campaign trail, just to kind of get their mind turning, the cranks moving in there, the gears that have been sort of gummed up by all the government indoctrination and propaganda over the years, just thinking, what would my life be like if I could actually keep all that money? Now, what would you do if you had an extra $10,000 a year? Would you put down some more money towards your house, towards your mortgage payment, maybe get a mortgage in the first place?
Pay off your mortgage.
Pay off your mortgage, pay off your credit card debt.
Buy a copy of Action Comics number one.
Whatever.
You could make
your life that much better. So we move to number five. Altruistic. Freedom benefits others. Darn right. It benefits everybody. Number six. Big government doesn't work, and freedom does. There's no doubt that government fails at everything that it tries to do. Okay, yes, if you throw enough money, it will get the road built. If you throw enough money at something, at the problem, something will happen, but it's usually less than what the marketplace could have done for a fraction of the price.
Of course it is. I mean, how can the government work like the marketplace? They aren't motivated.
Number seven, personal responsibility. Freedom rewards personal responsibility and punishes irresponsibility. Now, what we have today with the government is sort of the reverse. In the government's case, it attempts to take certain consequences from some people's actions and transfer them to more responsible individuals. So, for instance, if people are just slipshod with their lives and they allow themselves to just spiral down into a mess, and then they get on the welfare system, for instance, those of us who are productive with our lives get taxed. Our responsible lives get taxed to feed the irresponsible ones, essentially. That's one example of it.
Another example would be speed limits. I think that speed limits are probably set at the lowest safe standard.
Okay.
Because the people that could handle a car at, say, 90 miles an hour on the interstate, 100 miles an hour on the interstate, they're not the ones that we have to worry about. We have to worry about the people that might go 90 miles an hour on the interstate. They can't handle a car at 90 miles an hour. They can only handle it at 70.
Mm.
So that's why it's set at 70.
Right. So it rewards the or punishes responsible
right.
drivers.
It's just, even across the board rules.
Number eight.
The same way if a kid talks out in class, the whole class has to put its head down on the desk for 5 minutes or something.
So these are some of the reasons why people come to the libertarian movement. Number eight, choice. Freedom maximizes choice. In fact, freedom is choice. Number nine, prosperity. Economic freedom creates prosperity. In fact, Dr. Mary Ruart, in her excellent book, Healing Our World, she points out that if we were to actually be allowed to keep 100% of our earnings, or gosh, even 50% more than we're allowed to keep today, that money would go into the economy. It would go back into productivity instead of being siphoned off and sucked off by the parasite that is the government. When the government takes your money, it doesn't create a valuable product or a valuable service with it. It just stagnates, and it's useless. It takes that money and it makes it worthless. Whereas if it's in our hands, the hands of the productive, the hands of the people that are actually out there doing things on a daily basis, it helps the economy. It creates more wealth. So if we're allowed to be free and create and to keep all of what we earn, then we'll all become more wealthy as a result. In fact, a great way to point out what wealth really is by looking at poor people today compared to poor people 100 years ago. In this country, just in America. If you were below the poverty level in 1906, what would that have been like compared to being below the poverty level in 2006? It'd be drastically different.
Yeah, drastically different. Our poor people have two color television sets, a car, and
cell phones.
Fat.
They've got cell phones. They're fat. They've got air conditioning.
Yes.
Refrigeration.
Now, some of those are technological advances, but...
Because of wealth.
And we've provided them to our poor people. And another point I'd like to make is...
We haven't provided them to the poor people. Wealth has grown so much to where these technological advances are within the reach of poor people to purchase for themselves.
I guess
it's not expensive to go out
the
and
market
buy
has provided it to them, and not but not given it for free.
Right.
As it shouldn't.
Correct.
Another point I'd like to make is, as far as productivity goes, is suppose I'm in the, I don't know all the tax brackets, not an accountant, not a
okay.
professional in this aspect, but suppose I'm in the 25% tax bracket currently, and it ends at $65,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to the 35% tax bracket. Now, I'm going to have to make, but I can only make $10,000. I have the option of taking another, getting some more overtime and making another $10,000 this year. Well, that $10,000 probably isn't going to be worth
the extra time
put in. So I think that
so you'll choose to be non-productive instead of productive.
Right. I'm going
to,
play with my tropical fish tank instead.
Number 10, tolerance. The free competitive marketplace makes bigotry and prejudice very expensive and very widely known. We pointed this out plenty of times. People have been outraged when we've said on Free Talk Live that we believe that racist business people should be free to be racist jerks.
Yeah,
Be free to only hire, if you're a white racist, you should be free to only hire white men if that's what you want to do. However, if that's what you do, there's a darn good chance that you're going to be having a tough time in business because word's going to get out that you're a racist jerk. Nobody who has any sense between their ears is going to want to shop at your location. Is going to want to do business with you, and therefore you're going to hurt yourself in the long run. So that freedom and tolerance allows racism to go away over time. More on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
The Wednesday edition of the show. Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams on our website. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both totally free, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about some of the different reasons why people become libertarians. Believe it or not, libertarianism cuts a wide swath as far as reasons, motivations for people to actually join. We pull people from former disenchanted Republicans like you, Mark.
Mm-hmm. I was the same.
We pull former disenchanted Democrats. We also pull a lot of people that have never bothered to vote in their entire lives or people that were no party affiliations. So libertarianism isn't just one little niche group. It's a wide cutting philosophy. That overarches not just a political party, but also think tanks and other pro-liberty movements. So when you hear libertarian, it's not just the Libertarian Party. The Libertarian Party is only one small wing of the entire pro-liberty movement. And Michael Cloud is talking about a persuasion lesson. He's in the Advocates for Self-Government newsletter. He points out that when you talk with family, friends, and coworkers, how many different kinds of reasons for being libertarian are you offering them? How many different approaches to libertarianism do you put in front of them? Why Government Doesn't Work by Harry Brown is one approach. Libertarianism in One Lesson by David Berglund is quite different. Healing Our World by Mary Ruart is another way to present liberty. In fact, I think that Why Government Doesn't Work and Healing Our World, two of my favorite libertarian books, but it's clear to me that one of them is going to be a little more effective on conservatives, and the other one's going to be a little more effective on liberals, whatever those words mean these days. But Mary Ruart clearly approaches the issues from a more compassionate, sort of a caring viewpoint. She shows why libertarianism, pro-liberty, the pro-liberty path is the most caring method. And Harry Brown simply shows that, look, if you are a fiscal conservative, you should not support government because it doesn't work. I mean, you're wasting your money. You're throwing it down a rat hole. So you can pick and choose according to who it is you're trying to bring over into this movement. There's a variety of different tools and different options. Different individuals want different things, as Michael Cloud says. Different approaches to liberty reach different people. Different reasons for liberty convince different individuals. There are many paths to libertarianism, many reasons for becoming a libertarian. Don't be trapped by the fallacy that there's only one reason, one case, or one justification for liberty. Will you learn a few of the many different cases for liberty, and will you try them out in your political conversations? Because if what you're doing isn't working, if you're talking to a friend or a family member about liberty and they're totally closed off, well, try something else. Try approaching it from a different angle. Maybe their reason for discovering liberty isn't going to be the same as what your reason was. Possible. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Skio in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Mark. Hello.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Skio, what's on your mind?
Hey, you know, last night, as I was getting ready to hang up, I heard what you said, and I want to thank you for your compliment. I was a little nervous on the radio.
That's all right.
Because I was ill-prepared, and I didn't have the main piece of paper that I needed.
Okay.
And my computer wouldn't work on me last night.
You know, that's happened to me on the air before, too. And you're trying to stall while you're getting the computer to do its thing, and it's just not doing it. So I know what it's like.
Frustrating.
So what do you have for us tonight, Skio?
What I was going to talk about last night was about the United States government being bankrupt.
Okay.
The 14th Amendment and how the 14th Amendment ties in and how child support ties into all this.
Okay.
Because I'm battling domestic relations right now.
Ooh.
And I feel that they are bonding me, putting me in bondage.
Understood. Pretty close.
No doubt about it. That's where it is. And it goes against my constitutional rights. Well, during my research on this, I was looking up how the Supreme Court had ruled on it. They said it was an obligation. They said it wasn't bondage, and they said it wasn't creating bills of attainders.
That is paying child support.
Paying child support.
Okay.
But then I started thinking, how does child support, welfare, and Social Security program, what do they all have in common?
Ooh, good question. What do they all have in common?
Well, the welfare department gives out grants to people, correct?
Right. Okay.
The Social Security program pays people who pay into it at the end of their retirement years, correct?
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Child support laws are to pay fathers, you know, fathers pay in to pay for their children for their obligation, correct?
Right, okay. So the government's in charge of all those things.
Correct. Now, what if the government was bankrupt?
What if?
The welfare department couldn't give out that grant, now could it?
No.
The Social Security program couldn't pay out.
I don't know. Let me think about it. If I was bankrupt, somebody could. I suppose I could still manage someone's money. I guess.
But that's not what they're really doing with Social Security.
They're not really doing it.
They're not putting your money away into a lockbox. It just gets spent, and then they tax the younger people to pay the older people. I see where you're coming from, but what's the relevance, Skio? I mean, government, even if what you say is true, and other people would disagree with you, even if what you say is true and they are bankrupt, it's clear that they continue on with these activities, so what's the relevance?
Look, what does, and I'm going to tie this all in to make it make sense to you.
Right. You better do it quick.
You're driving in the car, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the cop pulls you over because you're not wearing a seatbelt. You get a fine and a ticket, right?
Right.
You got to buckle up for safety, correct?
So why
are motorcycles still allowed to ride on the road? They don't have motorcycles.
Silly. Certainly, government is certainly a bunch of contradictions. There's no doubt. Scio, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, we could sit here and ask why. The fact is, they're doing it. They are redistributing your funds, regardless of whether or not they're bankrupt. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. It's almost voting time again. This being the last day of the month, there's no point really in you going to vote for us if you're listening live. But if you're listening tomorrow, if you're listening on the 1st of June, then you should definitely go and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com.
Every reason in the world, then.
If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, you'll be getting one tonight when the appropriate time is, because we have to wait. I sit there and I wait. I watch Podcast Alley until they,
I don't doubt it.
Until they flip over into the new month. All the voting stats reset, and then I send out an update saying, okay, it's time to vote. So be watching your email box.
So it doesn't happen at midnight?
No, it's just sort of whenever, I guess, they get around to it. So updates.freetalklive.com is going to be the best way to find out about that. We just got off the phone with Scio in Pennsylvania, and he was about as scattered tonight as he was last night. It was
first, I don't think so.
First two, man, he was pausing and reaching, and I understand you get nervous. I get nervous, too, when I call talk radio. So I understand nervousness, but it seems like he's just all over the place. It's like he's... you know, he's been in this traumatic situation, obviously, with a divorce, which sounds like a divorce in child custody and everything. And I can understand.
Which would make anyone crazy.
How, yeah, you'd absolutely go a little bit nuts with that. And it seems like he's sort of done some research and stumbled across maybe some Patriot websites with claims about the U.S. government being bankrupt. How true that is, I don't know. But really, like I asked him, you know, what's the relevance of all this? Maybe it's true that the U.S. government is bankrupt. And one of our callers last night disagreed, but maybe it is true. So what? Wait, is that going to be something you're going to bring in to show the judge in your case to explain why it is you don't have to pay child support? You're going to get laughed out of the courtroom, man.
It's probably not going to go very well.
Right. I mean, we'll let you talk about it on Free Talk Live. That's fine. You can call and talk about anything.
You
but
can't give a seminar, though. We just don't have right. airtime for it.
Right. And, gosh, it's just not something that I think most people are interested in because it has no bearing over their lives. It may be interesting that the government's bankrupt, allegedly, but what's the point? How's it going to help you to know that? I mean, maybe it helps you the fact that, ha, I know the government's bankrupt and you don't. What else can you glean from this?
I don't think that it's going to stop.
Nothing tangible.
Stop the legitimacy, quote unquote, of the government to most Americans.
Right.
I think most Americans know that we're several trillion dollars in debt. And it depends on whether you include state governments and certain government programs, that kind of thing, you know, Social Security, as to how many trillions we might be in debt. But Americans know that we're trillions of dollars in debt. Doesn't seem to stop them.
Right. I mean, what are you going to do with this information? Call up your local representatives and say, hey, Representative so-and-so, just want to let you know, I know that you're in debt.
Whoa!
What? What is that going to do? What is the information? When you gather information, there's a point in life. When you're getting information, you're going to do something with it.
Well, I would say that it's the legitimacy of the government. What, it's to proving or disproving the legitimacy of the government.
I think it's
you could do that so easily by taking other avenues.
Yes, it's the shoddiest way to prove anything about the government. Let's go to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. Sorry to change the subject. I'm not actually listening live right now.
No need to be sorry. What's on your mind?
I'm driving back from the store right now. I had to buy an antivirus software because I just got a virus on my computer. And
uh-oh.
I was wondering, I was kind of thinking about, what are your guys' opinions on, are computer crimes actually a crime, in your opinion? I mean,
good question. Hang on, Brian. We're going to come back to you. Hour number three is on the way. We'll explore that. Is, for instance, putting a virus on somebody else's computer, is that a crime? For real. That's a great question. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. And if you have an answer, 800-259-9231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you